Is that what you call a spigot?
No, a spigot's, well, it's a spigot in a sense, but a spigot's one you can, I always think of a spigot, of course it don't have to be that way. It's one that you can screw a water hose on, but it can be one that you can't screw a water hose on it.
Mm-hmm. What would you usually call the thing in the sink that you turn on?
I'd call it a spigot.
Uh-huh.
What's the other name for it?
I was wondering if you call that spigot or faucet or hydrant or...
Well, now you can call it a faucet. You can call so-called spigot in the yard a faucet.
Uh-huh.
They're the same thing, spigot and faucet.
But the word you'd usually use would be spigot for...
Yeah.
What about on a water barrel?
That'd still be called a faucet or a spigot.
Mm-hmm. You'd call that spigot probably, or...
Yes.
Okay. And, did you ever have a building or part of a building where you store grain?
Oh, yeah. We call that the crib.
Uh-huh.
But now, this day and time, they call them corn bins.
Because mm-hmm.
most of your corn is gathered. It's combined. And the picker picks it and shells it
mm-hmm.
and augers it out in your truck. Then when you get to the corn bin, it's augered out in the corn bin.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they got these elevators now. You drive up to a corn bin, and they got a elevator, I call it. It's a motor up. And these boards, when it's laying down, it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you drive your front wheels up on these... this board,
mm-hmm.
and then you pick up the front of the truck about that high, and them boards comes around your front wheels.
Mm-hmm.
When you pick it up, they kind of buckle your front tire sits down in it all the way across, and then you back up to this, it looks kind of like a cattle gap. It's flat,
mm-hmm.
and it's got rails in there to drive across it. And then you pick up the front end of the truck, and you back that back a little if it needs, according to how long the truck base is, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they got an auger down there that carries it up in those corn bins, and then they dry that corn.
Mm-hmm.
And way back there, all the corn that was gathered in the shuck, and then taken in and put in the shellers and shell.
Mm-hmm.
But this saves a lot of time.
You take it and put it in the what?
Corn bins,
uh-huh.
and those corn bins has got dryers on them,
mm-hmm.
fire, and they just send that heat up through that corn and dry it.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you ever have a granary?
Yeah, I've heard of granaries. That's probably the same thing,
mm-hmm.
only way back yonder, they let this corn stay in the field, and the birds tooted some off, and sometimes it'd come a storm. That's the way Vonda's doing hers. It's got too wet to pick, and she's just got to let it stay out there until it gets dry.
Mm-hmm.
And where the machinery are on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the best way to gather corn is just to go in there and pick it, grind it, and then put it in the truck and carry it to the bin. Either store it for yourself or buy a bin or because you can take corn and mix protein with it, see,
mm-hmm.
and feed it to your stock.
Mm-hmm. What about hay? Where would you store hay?
Anywhere to keep it from getting wet.
Say,